Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And I know the last time I did a podcast episode, which was very short, that I said that I was going to do a full-blown episode about Black femicide. But bear with me. It's a lot of research that I am learning about this situation that's happening to our Black sisters every day, how we are getting murdered at a crazy rate right now. And like I said, I'm still doing my research, so I don't really want to come to it and just be talking out my mouth. I'm doing my research, so I'm thinking maybe Thursday I'm going to do a full episode about Black femicide and how I feel about it and what's happening and what is the causes, why is this happening more than ever, and how can we change it and how can we fix it. So I'm not going to do a podcast episode about that tonight because I didn't want to get so heavy. You know, I didn't want to be so buzzkill because I'm going to do that episode and that's going to be very heavy. The podcast that I want to basically do tonight is about leveling up, which I did before, but I think that episode was about more so material things and superficial things. I think this episode that I want to speak about is just leveling up an aspect of having your finances in order, having your future, you know, set. You don't, you know, like I said, you tell God your plans, he'll laugh at you, but just having that secure comfort that you feel like if something happened, you're going to be okay and you're going to fall comfortable. So no cold falls are comfortable, but sometimes you can fall and, you know, it's like you land on a pillow top mattress. It's very comfortable because you had a backup plan. You had something to catch you. So I want to do this podcast episode about not just leveling up or just glowing up. It's just about what matters more and what doesn't from my perspective anyway. So where can I start? Okay, I'll do a little tea. I've always had a job. I've always been self-sufficient since I was like 15 years old. I think I had my first job when I worked as a 15-year-old. I worked at the Eye, Ears, Nose, and Throat Hospital. And then I worked at the PSA 6, which is a precinct, when I was 15 years old. And from there, I just had a lot of jobs in retail until I went to nursing school and I studied nursing. And I decided to work in a medical field, right? But for years, my passion has always been in fashion, beauty, health, and those things like that. And, you know, it's not really easy to make a living just caring about fashion and things like that unless you are a designer and you're designing the clothes or you are someone that owns a store. You able to sell those products that the people want, right? So that being said, I don't want to go into a whole long drawn out story because I don't got the patience for that. But the moral of the story is about, it's just elevation. And when I mean elevation, it's like when I look back at my life from, I would say, the age of 15, because that's how old my daughter is now. And she has a summer job and she's learning work ethic and she's learning about finances and credit and things like that. And she's learning about that at 15. I didn't know anything about credit at 15. I didn't know anything about financial freedom and anything at all. I just knew that when you get money, you spend it, because that's all I knew. You know, my parents would take care of me and I never wanted for nothing. And I never really knew about saving and budgeting, and I didn't know. All right, so my daughter, she knows about all those things now. I'm a single mom and I take care of the bills and I take care of us. And I make sure that everything is taken care of and we're doing okay. But I'm in a place right now where I want more for my life. And I'm very grateful for my businesses, but I'm thinking about getting into real estate. And it's not even thinking about, I'm going to be getting into real estate soon. I had to fix some things with my finances. And right now I'm one of the best banks that I feel, in my opinion, is Navy Federal. And they have really looked out for your girl. And I'm just, wow, in a place right now. Not only am I looking for a new home for me and my daughter, I have so many plans that I want to do, and I'm not going to say it because, you know, there's a lot of haters and people will hear your plans and wish harm on it or death on it. But what's for me is going to be for me. But I literally looked at myself, right? And I got all of these designer bags and have all of this and all of that, and I still don't own my home. And that is something that's very important to me. I feel like for myself, just so my daughter can be able to see that, see me buy us a home. And, you know, when she get older and she have her children, you know, she's going to be able to do the same thing. She's just going to remember how I worked hard to get what I did. And what I realized, I've always thought that you had to be rich, like liquid cash, to be successful. And it's not really the case. You just have to be very responsible with your finances, and you have to know how to deal with credit, you know, because I feel like it's a lot of people that I know right now that have multi-billion dollar companies and things like that. I don't know them personally, but I've heard stories, and they don't touch their money. Their money is not even touched. All they use is credit for everything. So one day I realized, like, okay, in order for me to have the life that I desire, it's not working 50,000 jobs. It's not running myself down to the ground with my business and stressing myself out. It's about being responsible with my finances. And being responsible with my finances mean not spending so crazy, just going shopping. I get money and I'm like, let's blow it. Me and my daughter, we at the best steakhouses. We're, you know, she's like, Mom, I want to buy this. Like, I'm just buying it. I feel like I'm in a place right now where I can do those things, but it's not getting me where I want to be. And I feel like even if I gave myself a few months of not spending so much, of not saying I'm not going to be treating myself, because listen, I like a nice thing. I like some nice things. I like to have a good time. But as much as I'm doing it now, I don't think it's financially responsible for me to do that, knowing that I want to invest in real estate, knowing that I'm working on my credit score getting even higher than what it is, and I'm building a relationship with Navy Federal, and they're already trusting me with certain things. I'm just in a good place, and I just don't want to mess it up. So I told myself these past couple of days that I'm going to be laying low. And what I mean by laying low is not just like this summer, I have not wanted to be really on the scene. Like, I post on my story sometime, but I have not really wanted to been like on the scene, like, you know, taking videos and pictures. And I've been doing some fun things, but I just not really been in the mood for that. My whole goal and focus for the next 6 months is to grind, is to stack, is to manifest, is to build. Like, I have a goal that I'm working on, and I can't get distracted by Instagram, Facebook, like frivolous dates, things that don't make any sense or make I'm not going to benefit from. I just can't invest in that anymore. So you guys might see less of me, and you might hear more of me, because just because you don't see me on the gram does not mean that I won't be doing my podcast. I definitely have to do that, because that is a form of therapy for me anyway. But yeah, so this season that I'm in right now is basically the season of leveling up 4.0. And some people might look at my life like, oh, she's blah, 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 blah. They don't know my life. So it's like, shut up. I want more. I deserve that brand new Benz. I deserve that brand new house. I deserve all of the things that I work hard for. And I don't want nothing given to me. I'm going to work hard for it. And it's just going to be from me being responsible and taking care of my business that is going to allow me to get those things. So I have a lot to look forward to, and I'm very excited for the fall. I'm very excited for the winter. I'm just very excited for the new year. And I feel like at this point in my life, if it's not making any sense to me, I don't want to be around. Nothing, like, no shade, but I'm just not interested. Like, if it's not benefiting my business or elevating me anyway, please don't call me. Because if you call me, I'm not going to answer. And it's nothing to do with you personally. It's just like where I'm at mentally right now, I can only tolerate people that are on the same page as me and have the same drive and goal. If not, you're a distraction. And I'll see you when I come back around. Right now, I'm tunnel vision and I'm in hermit mode. And I don't know when I'm going to get out of hermit mode, because like my birthday is next month, the end of the month. I'm supposed to be going on vacation, but then I don't know if I want to have a big party. I don't know what I want to do. I might do nothing. because at this point I have bigger fish to fry. I might do something very intimate and quiet and peaceful with my love, or I might just do nothing. It doesn't matter. I'm just happy to be here and grateful to see another year and be healthy and have all of my body functions that's working for me. And, you know, I'm just very grateful for those things. But yeah, so as far as dating goes, I've been in the race. I've been dating. I have, but I get bored so freaking fast. No shade. I get so bored and just so tired with the whole dating thing that I'm not interested. Like, we can go on a date and it might be really fun, and then I might even see you again. But if the energy is not consistent on your part, I'm going to get bored. And especially, I have a whole bunch of other options that I can give it an opportunity to, you know, to hang out with. And at this point, I don't really want to fuck with nobody. I just want to be in my own bubble, stacking bread, laying low, and planning, plotting, and praying. Planning, plotting, and praying, and manifesting. That's all I want to do. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I'm not going to have, like, a long, drawn-out podcast episode like I always do, guys. But I am going to come back to you guys this week with the Black Femicide podcast, because it's very important to me. I lost a lot of friends. Well, I wouldn't even say friends, but female friends to the hands of a violent man. And we need to talk about it. We need to talk about why these Black men are so angry with us. Why they want to take us out of here. Is it something that we can change? Is it something that we should fix? I don't really feel that it's always on us. I feel that there are things that they need to address. And we're going to talk about it. But you know what? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And I'm so grateful that you are here listening to me tonight. You know, you can be doing anything, but you're here and you're listening to me. And yeah, I'm just basically, if you're listening, it's all about leveling up. You know what I'm saying? It's about elevating your life. If you're not happy with your life, elevate it. And I was speaking to my daughter today. I feel like every 10 years, I get the fire set under me where something takes off and it's like a new beginning. And I feel like this is the year for me to stop playing quiet, stop playing chill, stop playing the background, stop playing the quiet friend, stop playing the humble friend. Like, I'm coming for everything that God want me to have. And I'm not going to be out here being rude or disrespectful, but it's mine and I'm taking it and I'm ready to see what happens. My daughter's excited. We have a lot to look forward to. And I'm just ready for everything. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from... Wait, I need to say one more thing before I go. I gotta say this. This has nothing to do what I was talking about, but I really wanted to say this, you know? Stop listening to just random people. Like, you gotta really look at their lives and you gotta look at their character and you have to really dissect and see if they are worthy of you listening to them, because they have so many fake coaches on social media that are so toxic and narcissistic, and they preach about those things and they really are those things. And you guys don't have to listen to me. It doesn't matter, neither here or there. Somebody gonna take it, some might not. But the thing about it is, be careful of the ones that preach all of this stuff and they do the opposite. So it's like a woman that preach about God and she preach about this and she preach about that, but then she take all these naked pictures of her body and she's so desperate for attention and she's just throwing herself out there to the world to judge, right? That's just a person that's delusional and a hypocrite. Don't listen to those people. And it's just like a man that talks about God and he talks about love and he talks about all of these things, family, and he has children out in these streets and he doesn't take care of them. Like, you have to watch who you listen to. And I realize that. And even you guys, you don't have to listen to me. Like, I'm just speaking because I know I've been here and I've done it. And I'm just giving you my truth. You don't have to listen to it. That's what I always say a lot of time. This is my perspective. We all walk a different life. We all come from different places. So what I feel, you might not feel. And that's fine. But I see so many, especially narcissistic coaches, that these women and these men are on these YouTubes and on these Instagrams. And they speaking so much about this the subject, and they are the most toxic ever. The way they speak, their delivery, everything is just manipulative and toxic and desperate and thirsty and cringy. And it's like, ugh, I don't like it. Get me out of here. I just like real shit, real facts. Keep it 100. I don't like all of that desperation, all of that pick me. Like, the people that talk about the pick me's be the pick me's. Did you ever see that? Like, a woman that always talk about, oh, this and that, but she be the one that's so desperate for attention. It's cringy. Like, in my 39 years of living, I've never took those pictures, like, the desperate pictures. You know what I mean? It gives off insecure and desperate. It doesn't give off confident. It gives off desperate and cheap. So, that, just thrown out there. That don't have nothing to do with anything, but, you guys have a great night. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And it was nice chatting with you guys. I love you guys. Peace out. Bye.